Hello, everyone, and welcome into this episode of the Bear Down Buzz podcast. As usual, myself, Eli, joined by Joe and Isaac. And gentlemen, we are well underway into the Bears offseason and the NFL offseason, you know, hiring head coaches across the league. Several hires have been made, filling out staffs around the league. But in particular, the Bears have made two big hires, as well as other hires on the way. Obviously, the big one, Ben Johnson, is our new head coach, the guy we all wanted. And another name for defensive coordinator that had been reported for, you know, the days leading up to and after the hiring of Ben Johnson, Dennis Allen, is now the defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears, a good defensive mind, former head coach of the New Orleans Saints. And a name, at least to me, that I had not heard of, but, you know, it's been more reported over the last few days that he is a pretty young and upcoming offensive mind, Declan Doyle, now the offensive coordinator selected by Ben Johnson for the Chicago Bears. And gentlemen, I think we'll start first with the defensive coordinator, because this one was much more widely reported and expected on this coaching staff. Joe, do you have any thoughts on Dennis Allen being hired as the defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears?
I like it a lot. I mean, he has had good defenses in New Orleans. I think each of the 5 years he was the DC before he got made the head coach, their defense was, well, the first year their defense was really bad. And then the next 4 years, they were like middle of the pack to top 10. So like, that's really good. And then when he took over as a head coach, they went back down to being a little worse. They were really bad this year. But also at that point, he's doing a lot more than just calling the defense. So, you know, he's probably, that was his second head coaching opportunity. So it just shows that maybe he's a good DC, but he's not a good head coach, which is a good thing for the Bears because he probably won't get taken away for a head coaching job again. So he'll stay here for a while. Well, hopefully, if a defense is good, he'll stay here forever. Not forever, but like until he wants to retire. Kind of like Steve Spagnuolo with the Chiefs. He's been a head coach. I mean, he was getting looks this year, but he didn't get anything. He didn't actually like get a job, obviously, because he can't since the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl again. But yeah, if Dennis Allen could, he's not, I don't think, as good of a DC as a Steve Spagnuolo. He's still a pretty good DC. So if he could help the Bears defense, especially like Tyreek Stevenson and some of these other players that Eberflus didn't get the best out of, like Tremaine Edmonds. If he could get even more out of Ron Dexter, maybe he could get something out of Zach Pickens. Like, if he gets stuff out of those guys, it'd be very nice. Utilize better Montez Sweat than Eberflus did last year, that'd be good. I'm going to mention this name. We can talk about him later if you guys want to. But Trent Hendrickson is, I think, going to be a free agent this year if the Bengals don't re-sign him. And it doesn't sound, from the looks of it, that the Bengals want, not that they don't want to re-sign him, but they're kind of a cheap franchise and they have to pay Ja'Marr Chase a lot of money this offseason unless they let him go, which would be a dumb move. So they might not pay both of them, which again is a stupid move. But Trent Hendrickson is a really good player, and he has a connection to Dennis Allen since he started his career in New Orleans with Dennis Allen. Although he didn't play the first 3 years of his career, really, his fourth year he was his breakout year, and then the Saints couldn't re-sign him because the Saints are always in cap hell. They pay way too many players, way too much money. I think that's sort of kind of getting better now that they traded away Marshawn Lattimore. But they're still in cap hell this offseason. So, but yeah, if they can get somebody like a Trey Hendrickson to pair up with Montez Sweat, or, you know, they draft somebody and Dennis Allen could utilize them. And then hopefully he can get more out of Austin Booker. I know Austin Booker was a raw rookie and needs to get bigger. I'm pretty sure Dennis Allen likes bigger players on the edge anyways. So he'll need to get bigger to Dennis Allen's liking for him to use him. But think it's a really good hire. I'm for the DC. I'll pass it over to you, Isaac. What are your thoughts on the Dennis Allen hire?
Yeah, so we've talked about this before with Matt Eberflus, where in the NFL, sometimes head coaches are better coordinators. And that's, I think, what we can all agree on with Dennis Allen. He wasn't really good head coach, but we can't take that away that he was a really good defensive coordinator in New Orleans. I believe what Joe was trying to mention earlier was the Saints were top 10, I believe, in the 4 seasons. Later when Allen was a DC and turn takeaways. So what Dennis Allen really prioritizes is taking away the ball, getting interceptions, fumbles, stuff like that. And it's something that the Bears have been lacking. I feel like Eberflus has played such a soft zone coverage, barely blitzes, and Dennis Allen's the opposite of that. He loves to get after the quarterback. He loves to he's really good at developing his cornerbacks to just kind of basically leave them on island and then they'll do fine, which is it's going to work out well here because in Chicago we have really good cornerbacks. And Dennis Allen likes to play a 4-3, so nothing's going to change. We're not going to change to 3-4 or anything like that. So my first thoughts is it's really nice, one, to have a really good defensive coordinator, and two, for someone that has had head coaching experience in the past come over here, because Ben Johnson, he's a first-time head coach. He's gonna need all the help he can get. And to have someone like that where, maybe there's gonna be challenges on the road for Ben and he's gonna have to lean on Dennis Allen for some certain aspects of the game, then he'll be able to do that. And just overall, I'm excited to see what Dennis Allen's gonna bring to Chicago and how he's gonna change the defense. Hopefully, we're not gonna see a defense that gives up a 3rd and 18 every week, like we saw with Eberflus last season. So, Eli, do you have any thoughts on the Dennis Allen signing?
Yeah, you guys have laid it out really well. Just, I think the overarching theme here is just his experience, not only as a head coach in the past, but as a defensive coordinator. Yeah, the Saints were dominant in the early 2000s to transitioning into the 2010s. That Super Bowl run they had, Dennis Allen was a big part of that. It's just good that Ben Johnson is cognizant of the fact that he is a first-time head coach, as you mentioned, Isaac, and having that experience in that coordinator room is going to be huge for the path forward for the Bears' success. Before we move on to Declan Doyle, the offensive coordinator, do you guys have anything else to mention with Dennis Allen? Another thing I thought was interesting about Dennis Allen that I didn't know was that he was actually the head coach of the Oakland Raiders back in 2012 as well. So he has been a head coach twice in his career. That's something I did not know. But in case anyone else didn't know, there's an interesting tidbit there as well. But now we will move on to Declan Doyle. This one I am a little more fuzzy on, as I mentioned in the intro, a young hire. I believe he is 28 years old. And there's been some rumors about his relation to Mike Ditka and everything like that, but I don't know if that if that's anything substantial, but it is kind of interesting. Isaac, I'll start with you this time. Did you have anything to mention about Declan Doyle being hired? A young offensive mind for a young offensive head coach in Chicago.
Like you mentioned, Eli, I didn't really know much about him at all until we hired him. And then I've seen little bits, couple things here and there about Declan. For me, I don't the offensive coordinator hire was never a big concern once we got Ben Johnson because he's not going to be calling the plays. I am a little disappointed though because I did want the offensive coordinator to be someone with more experience. We were in the mix for David Shaw. And he's been a head coach at Stanford. I thought he would have been a better hire, but I learned this. Declan Doyle was the tight ends coach for the Broncos. And there's been a trend lately with hiring tight end coaches as offensive coordinators. So, for example, a big one that everyone knows pretty much is Dan Campbell. He was the tight ends coach for, I believe it was the Dolphins or the Saints, one of the, I think it was the Saints. Another one is Sean McVay was actually the tight ends coach for the Washington team football team back then. So I don't know I, when I okay so when I was looking at it, like, why tight end coach? Like, why isn't like that specific position so vital for teams to look at and be like, okay, we want this guy? And the reason they were explaining was tight ends have
to find the perfect marriage between the passing game and the running game, because tight ends, they're involved in the run game, right? They're part of the blocking unit, and they're also involved in the pass game. They go out, catch passes and stuff like that. So a lot of people have been noticing that these tight end coaches have a really good idea for the whole offense compared to just maybe the wide receivers coach, where they're only focused on, you know, one aspect and stuff like that. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I don't know how, you know, we'll see how it goes, but someone did ask about Declan Doyle at the Senior Bowl, like why him, and they didn't say who the person answering the question was. They just said like an NFL executive, and they were saying, oh yeah, we think he's gonna be a head coach in a couple years. So we'll see how it goes. Again, like, he's super young, like Ben Johnson. We'll just have to see how, you know, he does as the offensive coordinator. So Joe, did you have any thoughts on Declan Doyle becoming the Bears offensive coordinator?
I guess you can pull these thoughts, but I've gathered some information from podcasts and stuff about Declan. So he's worked with Sean Payton, obviously, the past 2 years in Denver. But before that, when Sean Payton was the coach of the Saints, he was working with him in New Orleans, I think for the, like, three or four seasons. He started, I think, in the NFL, or not NFL. He started coaching at 22 at Iowa. He was the, I don't remember the exact title, but it was some, like, assistant.
I think from what I, when I, because I looked up some stuff too, I think he was like an offensive student assistant for the university.
That sounds correct. I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be wrong. It's something like that. But he started there at Iowa, and then he went to the Saints. The other thing I've heard is that he, like you said, Isaac, people think he's going to be a head coach, and Sean Payton, it's kind of like Sean Payton was when he, before he became the Saints head coach, a Saints radio guy said this. When Sean Payton came in, he was a bright young offensive mind that didn't really have any experience besides, like, well, I think it might have been an OC, but, like, I don't think he called the plays before coming. I might be wrong on that. I think that's what the announcer guy said. I can't remember his name right now, but if you listen to CSGO, you'll know who I'm talking about because he was on this week. But he said that Sean Payton, it's kind of like Sean Payton. You don't know if it's going to work out. It might work out, might not. Obviously, we all hope it does. But Declan, this hire was really, who's going to sit in here with Ben Johnson for long nights? I don't think a guy like David Shaw would have done it because he's older. So that's, you need a guy young enough that wants to do it and is hungry for promotions to do it. That's why, that's most likely why Doyle was hired. Now, I'm not saying an older person wouldn't do it. I mean, these coaches obviously all want to win and want the best for the team. But I think the older you are, the less time you want to spend in the lab working with the guys, and you kind of just want to get, you know, you want to be out by like 10, 11 or something, go hang with your family for a little bit, or that kind of thing. And Declan Doyle is 28 and I don't know him personally, but I'm assuming he has a lot more time to sit in the lab and be with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and work things out and give new innovative ideas to Ben Johnson, even though Ben Johnson is pretty innovative himself. So I think I'm being hopeful here. Hopefully it's a good hire, but if in 3 to 4 years we're looking back on this and it didn't go well, that's what the first thing we're going to point to is we hired this OC that was a young guy that people liked, but he didn't have any experience, and you know, you never know if it's going to work out or not, but we hope it does. I'll pass it to you, Eli. Do you have any thoughts on Declan Doyle?
Yeah, it's I see both sides to it because I do agree to some degree, Isaac. I would have liked some experience at that OC position, but at the same time, it's like, do we want a guy that's I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, I like the fact that Ben Johnson wants to bring in a mix of experience and innovation for the offense. You know, it seems like he's really wanting to turn this organization into one that creates these young offensive minds and young and up and coming people. But he's also willing to know that experience matters in this league, and that hence the Dennis Allen hire for the defense. So it seems like he has a good path forward for what he wants from this Bears organization moving forward. So I like the hire. You know, I remember years back when we were discussing Luke Getsy first getting to Chicago, it was a big conversation on, well, you know, Luke Getsy might become a head coach here in the next few years. And, you know, that is not the case. He was a double agent, and now he is back in Green Bay. if you were unaware of that, he has actually been hired once again as some like offensive consultant for the Green Bay Packers. So mission accomplished, Green Bay. But yeah, I like the hire. I think for the short time he's been in the league, he has a lot of experience under his belt. And now putting that up against people who've been in the league for 30 plus years, you're not going to see the same experience. But this isn't a guy that's just now getting his feet wet in the NFL, despite his young age as an OC. But it should be interesting moving forward what this offense looks like with not only a young head coach in Ben Johnson, but a young offensive coordinator in Declan Doyle. Should be interesting looking at that going forward. But we can move this conversation forward. Still on the offensive side, do you guys have anything else to mention, Isaac?
Yeah, I'm going to cut you off really quick. I feel like, yeah, Adam Schefter, I don't know if you guys just saw, but for us recording at the time, it's breaking news. So, but the Bears, according to Ian Rappaport, the Bears are hiring former Jaguars OC Press Taylor as their passing game coordinator. So I'll ask you guys your thoughts. I'll give mine really quick since I've seen it and I've thought about it a little bit. From what I've heard from Jaguar fans, they hated him. So, I mean, it's not an offensive coordinator position, but it is a passing game coordinator. Last season, we did have Thomas Brown was actually our passing game coordinator before he became the OC and then the head coach. So I'll just open it to either one of you guys. Do you guys have any thoughts on this at all?
Well, yeah, that doesn't paint a good picture. But, you know, sometimes a change of scenery is good. But at the same time, I guess I don't know the full responsibilities of a passing game coordinator, to be honest, but maybe just from experience, it'll be good for this coaching staff. This is per Kevin Fishbane, a respected reporter in Bears media. It says, in Press Taylor's time with the Eagles from 2013 to 2020, the Bears went 0-5 against Philadelphia, including a playoff loss. In the four regular season Eagles wins, they averaged 34 points per game. So, you know, he's got experience under his belt, especially against Chicago, it seems like. I definitely need to do some more research on this guy before I really make a definitive statement on him. But it's good timing for us, nonetheless. Joe, did you have any thoughts on Press Taylor as the...
Yeah,
go ahead.
Two things. Well, I'll get to Press Taylor in a second. I just want to say you pulled out the Fishbane facts. They call those Fishbane fun facts over there. But I quickly looked up just how good the passing offense of the Jaguars was last year, because this year wasn't great, but they also didn't have Trevor Lawrence for like five games, and he was up and down this year anyways. Trevor Lawrence, but last year, when I think Lawrence played most of the season, the Jaguars were the eighth best passing attack. They had 4,377 yards passing. Now, again, that's with Trevor Lawrence and what was his fourth season, and they had decent receivers. So it's not like it's going to be different with Caleb Williams probably, because Caleb is in year two and he has a lot to get better at. Trevor was established, even though He hasn't lived up to what people thought it would be. He's still a pretty good quarterback. But I don't, I, again, I don't know a lot about him, so I can't tell you I hate it, but hopefully he, that experience kind of out, not outweighs, but like helps with the inexperience of Doyle, who we just talked about, having experienced passing game coordinator to help Ben Johnson with the passing game, should cancel out the inexperience, not cancel out, but like lessen the inexperience of a guy like Dyson Doyle. So I think it's good. I'm assuming they'll get some, add some more experience with the running game coordinator. We'll get to the offensive line in a second, but it doesn't seem like they're going to get people with NFL experience for the offensive line, which is kind of scary, but again, we'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, don't have too much to say about Press Taylor. We'll see how this works out. But yeah, thanks for breaking the news to us live. We need somebody looking at Twitter to do that. but I'll pass it back over to you, Eli.
Well, I'll just cut in really quick before Eli goes. I was thinking about it, and if Press Taylor can help Rome Odunze have the season that Brian Thomas Jr. had at his rookie year in Jacksonville, then I'll be pretty happy. So, and then again, listen, like, he's not going to call the plays, so Bears fans need to relax. I already can see all the comments under the announcement on Twitter. They're going crazy, like, oh, Jaguars Twitter is telling me that he sucks and stuff like that. Just relax. But I'll toss it back over to you, Eli.
Yeah, I agree that sometimes there is overreaction when these hires are made. And it is important to remember, as, and I'll say it again, even though you just said it, Isaac, he's not going to be calling the offense. So, you know, that's an important factor to this. And sometimes fan bases, and Bears fans are guilty of it too, we once people leave, we really, there's negative connotations to it. But at the same time, again, maybe a change of scenery will help. And an important hire to remember that will assist in the ascendance of Rome Odunze was Antoine Randle L. Getting him from Detroit will be a major boost to this wide receiver room. So I think the hires we've made will do more good than harm so far. I don't think Press Taylor is going to wreck the ship, knock on wood, moving forward. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what Press Taylor does with this offense. Joe, did you have something?
Yeah, sorry. You brought up Antoine Randle L, and it sparked something. Before we get to the offensive line stuff, you guys, what do you guys think is going to happen with Tyler Scott? Do you think Antoine Randle L is going to be able to get something more out of Tyler Scott, or do you think the Bears are going to either sign somebody in free agency or draft somebody in the later rounds to kind of take over what the wide receiver three spot and maybe do something like Jameson Williams did in Detroit in this Ben Johnson offense? I'll start with you, Isaac. What are your thoughts on Antoine Randle, Ben Johnson, and Tyler Scott all together? What do you think is going to happen there?
I'll be really quick because we're a little pressed for time, but I think it's going to be dependent on what we do with Keenan Allen, whether we re-sign him or not. Let's say if we do re-sign him, I don't think there's going to be much room for Tyler Scott to have a big piece on the offense like, you know, last season. If we don't re-sign Keenan Allen, I do still believe the Bears will bring in competition either through free agency or the draft for Tyler Scott, because it seems like the organization is not that high on him as we thought, you know, the team was before the start last season. So we'll see. But Eli, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I have personally been of the mindset that Tyler Scott is a factor that could be utilized in this offense. His only issue to me, you know, and to everybody, were the drops. And I think that's something that can be fixed pretty easily in this league. I won't say easily, but I think he deserves another shot. And just in general, for a team to have a need at wide receiver three of all things on the offense, I think you're in a pretty good spot. But it was a point of emphasis for Johnson coming in that they want to add speed on the outside. And that's exactly what Tyler Scott does. You know, he is a good route runner. He can burn you deep. He's just got to learn how to hold on to the football and to keep it when he's got it. But yeah, I would like to see them involve Tyler Scott somehow, but we'll see moving forward. what they want to do with Scott and wide receiver three in general. But we will get to the offensive line coach search, and there have been three big names that are reported. Dan Ruchard, the current offensive line coach of the of Tulane, and former Saints offensive line coach. Number two is Joe Rudolph, the current Notre Dame offensive line coach, which is an interesting one. And Justin Fry, the current Ohio State offensive line coach. And I'm sure there's other names out there, but I think those are three of the biggest ones right now. Joe, I'll start with you. Which of the three, or any hire out there candidate-wise, would you like for the Bears to hire?
I mean, I don't know much about O-line coaches, so I'll just go with the three that you named. I think the guy, the Tulane O-line coach, since he has NFL experience, give me the name one more time.
Sorry, I was muted. I forgot I was muted. Dan Ruchard. He was.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. I think Dan Ruchard would probably, out of those three, be the best option just because he has NFL experience. But if you wanted to go with somebody who doesn't, I don't think you have bad choices there, because both of those offensive lines, Notre Dame's and Ohio State's offensive lines, were great this year. I mean, watching the national championship game, watch any of the college football playoff, watch anything Notre Dame this year besides the NIU game, because that was not, that somehow happened. No one understands how that happened. Upsets happen, though. But their offensive line dominated all year. And for a lot of the year, I think, or at least in the playoffs, a couple of their starting linemen were hurt, and they still play really well. So I don't think going there is a bad hire. Also, with Ohio State, one of their major offensive linemen got hurt, and their offensive line still play pretty good. So those two guys, like, yeah, they might not have an NFL experience, which is a little bit scary, especially with a first-time head coach, Ben Johnson. But their offensive line's played really great this year. So I guess you hope that they do the same thing at the NFL level. Again, if you want to go with a more experienced, go with the Tulane guy. But yeah, what about you, Isaac? Do you have any thoughts on these these offensive line candidates?
I agree with you, Joe. I don't have a lot of knowledge on any of these guys, but I'm sure that the Bears are interviewing three really good options for the offensive line coach. Just in my personal experience, like, the Saints have always had a pretty good offensive line. It just sucks that Ryan Ramczyk was out for the year for them. I really like how they draft Andres Pete, Cesar Ruiz, I think Tyler Penning. He's been a questionable pick for me, but I really like the Talisa Fuaga pick this last draft. So, if any of these candidates, because Ohio State, like Joe mentioned, and Notre Dame, they have really good offensive lines. I was talking to one of the Drew Crabtree, one of the writers from Last Word on Sports. He's also an Ohio State fan. So I was telling him, if the guy from Ohio State can bring over Josh Simmons and Donovan Jackson, then sign me up. I'm all in for it. So we'll see. I guess I would do probably more research on whenever we hire that person, like whoever it is out of the three, then I'll start looking into him. But I'm sure all three of them are good candidates. So Eli, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think I'm more of the mindset of Joe with hiring experience, because this is just a position group that the Bears have struggled with since forever. You know, it's the offense. We haven't had a decent offensive line. And I say decent, I would say we wouldn't have a good starting offensive line since the early 2010s, you know, with Olin Krutz. Well, even further back then, with Olin Krutz and all those guys along the offensive line. Ever since then, it's just been patchwork, and put a guy here from free agency, bring a guy over from Green Bay here, and hope it works out. I just want someone that knows and will help evaluate offensive line talent and give the Bears a starting unit going forward, to where they can all grow together and actually make it a consistent starting five that stays healthy and knows the technique. You know, I'm tired of this patchwork that we keep doing with this unit. So yeah, I think experience matters the most with this position, but at the same time, get the guy from Notre Dame, he worked with Joe Alt of all people. So And Notre Dame has a good history of offensive linemen as well. So I wouldn't mind the hire. I think experience matters the most for me here. Did you guys have anything else to mention with the offensive line coaching search? Joe, you brought this up, and it is an interesting topic right now across Bears Twitter. You know, Ben Johnson did work with DeAndre Swift in Detroit for a while, and they did move on from DeAndre Swift, but now he is in Chicago, and so is Ben Johnson. So the topic of running back has been a really big conversation. And from reports, it sounds like Johnson's not completely married to the roster that the Bears have right now, so potential moves could be made in the offseason. You teased the fact of possibly Aaron Jones coming here in free agency. It is your topic, so give me your thoughts on a potential Aaron Jones to Chicago pick in free agency.
So, actually, let me pull up. I wrote an article on this. I didn't come up with the idea myself. I'm going to give you credit here. Christopher Knox of Bleacher Report wrote an article about free agent running backs. And now he did say that he believes that the Vikings will re-sign him. But if he doesn't, or if they don't, he had the Bears written down as a potential option for Jones to come. This is part of the article that I wrote. So Jones has played the Bears 15 times in his career. He missed one game one season because he was suspended. Other than that, he's played in every game for the Vikings and Packers when the Bears have played them, which is kind of crazy because I don't feel like you ever really get that consistent of a player. But in those 15 games, Aaron Jones has 904 rushing yards, 247 receiving yards, and 14 touchdowns. Now, the rushing yards, it's a lot of rushing yards, but it's also he's had some really big games and there's been some not so good games he's had. But for the most part, I think if you ask any Bears fan, they hate playing Aaron Jones because he destroys us almost every time we play him. So I don't know if I'd be completely opposed to the idea of sending Aaron Jones just because it would mean we don't have to play him again. But he'll also be 31 at some point next season. And you don't know if his skills are going to deteriorate next year, and he's going to get worse. He probably will get a little bit worse. So, yeah, I wouldn't be completely against the idea, but maybe take somebody later in the draft, in like the third or fourth round of the draft, like a Cam Scadaboo, who can do the stuff Aaron Jones can do and is younger, because I just don't know if I trust a 31-year-old or a 30 to 31-year-old to continue to play at a high level, even though he did play at a pretty high level this year, but he did get hurt this year. That's another issue with him is he gets hurt. Even though people think it's a lot. I mean, when I looked up his stuff and you go back to the game logs, it's not actually a lot. It just feels like a lot. I think the last couple years he's been hurt. So people have thought he's been hurt more in his career than he actually was. The first like 4 years of his career, he wasn't hurt that much. But yeah, I think it's not a bad signing, but I would stay away from it if it was me. What are your thoughts on a potential Aaron Jones signing, Isaac?
Yeah, I personally wouldn't sign Aaron Jones because, you know, as good as a player he was for the Packers and is right now for the Vikings, it doesn't make sense to sign a 31-year-old running back. He has had, you know, stretches of time where he's been injured and stuff like that. I just don't think what the Bears are trying to accomplish right now, what the Bears are trying to build on offense, he kind of fits that. My personal choice would be the number one option would be to draft a running back maybe round 3 or round 5 at the latest, because the running back class is there's so much talent in the running back position in the draft. It's one of the deepest draft classes for running back in quite some time. So I think we'll be fine if we just wait for the draft. And for free agency, if the Bears have enough cap space and want to, you know, sign someone like maybe Cam Akers or one of the two 49ers running backs are going to be in free agents like Patrick Taylor or Elijah Mitchell. I think those would be better options because they'll probably be a little cheaper and definitely younger. So, and then another week, but we'll get into the discussion of whether the Bears should draft Ashton Jeanty at 10. But I'll just leave it at that for now. But yeah, I wouldn't draft Aaron Jones. So Eli, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's tough because he did have a pretty good year with Minnesota this season, a career high in carries, and rushing yards, actually, looking at this. 5 touchdowns, 4.5 yards per carry. But again, he is 31, and it seems like running backs only get worse with age and injury history and that kind of thing, unfortunately. But if that's a guy who knew how to play against Chicago, to say the least. Yeah, he seems like he'd always break off a 30 to 40-yard rush against the Bears when we least needed it. So if you asked me that question probably 3 or 4 years ago, I'd say in a heartbeat. And I think Minnesota got a good year out of him for sure. But yeah, I'd probably lean against it. As you mentioned, Isaac, there's several talented running backs in this draft class that the Bears could take in the later rounds. And I'm sure we will discuss certain position groups moving forward as we get closer to the draft and everything like that. But if I'm not mistaken, I think a guy like Najee Harris is also available in free agency potentially if Pittsburgh doesn't want to re-sign him. That's an interesting one to think about. But nonetheless, yeah, I'd lean no on Aaron Jones, but it is an interesting name to be brought up. Do you guys have anything else you wanted to discuss before we get on out of here?
I'll just say really quick. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. We kind of touched upon this a couple podcasts ago and stuff like that. I'll just get your guys' opinion after, but Jeremy Fowler reported that, you know, it's pretty obvious at this point that the Bears will be targeting Trey Smith in free agency, as well as maybe Drew Dahlman. So, I mean, we all obviously are on board for Trey Smith, but let's say there's a scenario where he's asking for too much money, and it might be fair for him because he is probably going to reset the guard market. He's probably going to get top money, but you know, the Bears, after maybe some restructuring and some resigning, they might not have enough to pay someone like Smith. So would you guys prefer the Bears to just break the bank, whatever Smith wants, we pay him? Or, you know what, maybe there's someone that we can sign for a little bit cheaper, as well as get another offensive lineman in free agency or use that money elsewhere. So I'll open the floor to either one of you guys.
I don't think money's going to be a problem for the Bears. I'm pretty sure they still have the second most cap hits in the league, just behind Patriots. Give Trey Smith whatever he wants. I've been saying this for a couple months now. I'm pretty sure he's going to hit free agency. And it sounds from Jeremy Fowler, he's been saying it for the past about month now, that he believes Trey Smith will hit free agency. So listening to him and knowing kind of the stuff that I know about the Chiefs from writing about them, I do believe he will hit free agency. So yeah, give him whatever he wants. I don't think there's too much. I don't think there's a too much amount of money you can give him. He will be one of the stalwarts of the Bears offensive line, and he's a really good player. So I don't care. Whatever it takes, get him. Now, if he wants to come here, that's a different story. But since he does have that relationship with Ryan Poles from his time in KC, I don't think it's going to be as big of a problem as it was for. I mean, I don't know how big of a problem it was for Saquon, but I mean, Saquon didn't want to come here. But that's also, he had the Eagles on the table, and the Eagles, there's a better situation for running backs, so that makes sense. But yeah, give Trey Smith whatever he wants. If you have anything else to add, Eli, about Trey Smith, then go ahead.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think at some point we need to, and I think it's the Ben Johnson thing is a perfect example of the Bears moving into the future with paying people. You know, at some point, if you want to be one of the best teams in the league, you have to pay players that are the best at their position. He's one of, if not the best, right now. So to get a guy like that on this offensive line would instantly solve the interior pressure problem that we faced the last few years. And then you mentioned Dalman, you know, that would be a huge signing as well. And it would entirely change our approach to the draft. And we could maybe reach in some spots to where maybe we couldn't if we didn't get these players in free agency. So getting a guy like Trey Smith completely changes the outlook of your offseason. You know, that is right away a position you don't have to worry about in the draft and moving forward for the next couple of years. So if he's wanting to reset the guard market, do it. That's the way I look at it as well. And if Tevin, from all likelihood, isn't going to be here next year, that's less money you have to spend on the offensive line that can be allocated towards Trey Smith. So I think it's a no-brainer for me. But again, we've been in love with free agent prospects in the past, and it hasn't gone our way. But the Bears seem like they have all the resources right now to make a move like that. So I'm all in. But with that being said, does anyone have any other topics they'd like to mention before we get on out of here?
Yeah, I got something.
Yep.
So, you know, I obviously want to sign Trey Smith and Drew Dalman and Mekhi Becton and all these free agent linemen. But when I was writing my mock season article for the Bears, I took a lot of time in looking in this stuff. And I want to clarify something. I think a lot of Bears fans think that we have a lot of money in free agency, which we do. We have $62 million right now, according to Over the Cap. But that is sixth in the NFL. So the Patriots are, I'll read the list of teams ahead of us. The Patriots have $120 million, Raiders 92, Commanders 86, Cardinals 71, Chargers 63. So we have $62 million this year. Last offseason, we had more, and we didn't really do a lot with it. So after, you know, allocating around $15 million of that for the rookie draft class and, you know, doing all these re-signings and doing other moves for other positions, I honestly feel like we don't have the money to sign multiple high-profile free agents. And a lot of people are going to get upset because it's like, you know, the Bears can figure it out. I'm trying to be optimistic, but at the same time, I do see a future where the Bears head into free agency and they're not able to sign all these high-profile free agents. And a lot of Bears fans get mad. Hey, what happened? I thought we had a lot of cap space. We do. We are sixth in the NFL, but that is $62 million. So I'm hoping that we find a way to, you know, sign these high-profile free agents. But I also am saying for, you know, anyone listening and for you guys as well, I just don't see a reality where the Bears can sign multiple high profile free agents. So, you know, if the Bears want to go all in and Trey Smith and they do it, absolutely, I'll be happy with that. But I'm just saying, like, there's going to be other positions we have to address. So I'm not going to be surprised if the Bears don't end up signing Trey Smith just because of how much money he wants. But it's just something to consider. So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think we have a history at this fan base of putting our eggs in all in one basket during free agency in the draft. And when it doesn't pan out, you know, any other move is deemed as a failure. So it is important to keep an open mind because, you know, Ben Johnson was with Detroit, and I'm not saying he was the sole reason they built the offensive line they did, but he was a part of that process. So, you know, I'm sure he's got a good eye for talent at the very least with the offensive line. So if we don't get a guy like Trey Smith, I'm sure there are other avenues we can take to build an offensive line like that moving forward. But it is important to keep in mind that, you know, Trey Smith's not a guaranteed thing for Chicago. But it will be interesting to see what that looks like moving forward. But one last time, do you guys have anything else before we get on out of here? All right. I think that is going to do it for this episode of the Bear Down Buzz podcast. Be sure to go like our TikToks, our reels, everything like that. Watch these episodes, you know, find these guys' content on Twitter. I know Joe writes about multiple teams. Isaac writes about the Chicago Bears, and they both do a great job with content. And there is a lot of it right now with, you know, the offseason moving forward. I know Joe writes about the Chiefs, obviously in the Super Bowl, so he's got a lot to talk about. But once again, go check out their content as well as our content here. And be sure to stay tuned because we've got a lot coming up moving forward. But with that being said, this has been the Bear Down Buzz podcast, and we will see you next time.